News anchor. I want to work probably behind the field, like working the computer. I forgot the name of the call.
You want to be Mike?
Yeah. the engineer, the guy behind the scenes. But I just feel like I'm kind of well-spoken. I'm good with my words. So yeah. If I could get behind the camera and get a mic in my hand and be a news anchor, that'd be fine with me and the same thing.
Man, how I got started, man, I was at Southern, man, and I have this, I have a YouTube channel and social media, On The Yard. And I started out, man, just wanting to tell stories about what was going on campus. It was a lot of stories of people doing good stuff. Alums, sports was doing good stuff, you know. And so I just got with a guy, man, Garrett, and we got together and picked up a camera and a microphone and started doing it. And you never know where it'll lead you. And here I am doing radio, and here I am able to meet and talk with you guys, man. And for me, that's what it's all about, to tell the great stories of Southern University, both from the past and the present, and get people out there. Because the biggest thing for me is, I think for Southern, we have so many great stories of so many great people that have come through, man, that we often don't get a chance to continue those stories of those people. And I say this before we get ready to get off. I always say, I went to an LSU-Auburn game a couple years ago, right? You know how many young people I saw walking around with Bo Jackson? They don't know who the hell Bo Jackson is. They only heard about him, right?
Yeah.
Don't know who the hell he is. But nonetheless, it is just that tradition and pride of knowing who your greats and who came before you, that you tell those stories and you keep that pride behind those people. Mm-hmm. And most of all, that's for me, man. That's why I'm glad that you guys were able to come in. Y'all all swag, so y'all have solidified yourself. No matter where you go in life, and somebody say, man, was you a good ball player? Hey, you always refer right back to that all swag selection. You have been able to cement your name in history of being one of the greats at Southern. Now y'all got to live up to the expectation, you know, and that's at the end of the day. Kelby Givens, I wish we could have had him here. He's out of town, but he's the other guy that made all swag, and as well as he is the preseason swag defensive player of the year. So, man, now's your time to give a shout-out to anybody out there, man, for you.
First, I want to give a shout-out to the man above. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be here today. I want to give a shout-out to my mom back at home, my family back at home. Shout-out to all my teammates, all my loved ones, all my supporters, and I just can't wait to start this season and get rolling.
Man, look, I appreciate all you guys, man. Joshua Kendrick, along with you, D. Williams, and hey, appreciate you, dog. Hey, all of y'all, man, for coming in this morning, being able to talk with me, because one thing people always say, man, they want to hear from the players. They want to hear from you guys. And with Swag Media Day just passing and all you guys' name being checked off that all swag selection, these are the names that you look for this year. When you look, get that media guide and you looking on the field, you make sure you remember from the center position, Joshua Trash Jr., that running back position, Kendrick Rhymes, and you looking at that guy in the middle of the field, hawking him down, shark. He's a shark out there. D. Williams, all right? Mm-hmm. So these are just some of the names. And Kelby Givens, he going to stand out. You going to know who that big dude in the middle doing all that. So, you know, man, appreciate you guys for coming in, man. And, look, man, love y'all, man. I'm more than welcome to come on here anytime. So let's get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to go to the past with y'all. I'm going to go way back in. This the one. It ain't the two or the three. This the one. And I think y'all will be surprised and really like this one. So y'all say.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
It's happening in Pineville this Sunday, July 28th. Global Impact Ministry, Pineville Campus Ribbon Cutting.
There's going to be free coffee,
inflatables for the kids, $125 in gift card giveaway, free cash to put in your pocket,
a lunch to take home,
and a huge ribbon cutting ceremony. It will be a day you won't forget. Also this Saturday, you can get to know us at Global Impact Ministries while you eat some good barbecue and let your kids play on our inflatable jumpers.
It's a party this whole weekend for the whole family.
The grand opening of Global Impact Ministries, 1295 Bayou Maria Road in Pineville.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
The Overnight Groove keeps you moving all night long.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Get by me. Just gonna move.